Hello, ladies and gentlemen. I'm Jesse Duplantis.
And I'm Kathy Duplantis.
And thank you for tuning in to our boardroom chat. You know, Kathy, I get so many compliments and comments on the boardroom chats that we've been doing. We were just going to do it for a little while, but how many years we've been doing this
now? I think, since 2020, March of 2020, you calculated. God.
And people, it just needs to get stronger.
What number? 211.
I see, but it's 52 weeks in a year. So a year is 52.
We haven't missed
any. Oh, Lord, what a blessing of God.
And it love the testimonies we're getting all the time.
Yeah.
This one says, blessing from Costa Rica. You're both inspirational to me.
Oh, that made me feel good. Glory to God. We like being inspirational. Am I inspirational to you?
Oh, yes.
Praise God.
How about the other way? A little reciprocation would be nice.
Yes. You're very inspirational to me. Praise God.
Good. This one, Eliza says, watching from Fiji Island. Grace is watching from Portugal. Love you both.
Portugal.
I love knowing where y'all watching from.
Yeah, it's
such a blessing. John says, greetings from Norwich, England. And Hugo says, I love JDM. Blessings from Guadalajara, Mexico.
I've never been to Guadalajara. I need to go to Mexico, like they say it, you know, go preach over there. I've had some wonderful people ask me to come, but just hadn't had a chance to do it.
Yeah, it's hard to be everywhere.
Yes, that's true.
Cyprus says, super, this made my day even more special. Thank you from Mumbai, India.
Mumbai. Been invited to India many times. I'm sorry I hadn't got there yet, but I'm running 90 to nothing. I guess I'm going to have to do 100 to nothing.
This one says, how can I hear without preachers like Jesse and Kathy? Obeying God is the best move I did when I started hearing and doing what the Word of God tells me. Now I am strong in faith and getting results of every need in peace. The Word of God says, believe in your prophets, so shall you prosper. Jesse, you have changed my life in Zimbabwe.
And that made my day. Thank you. That's very kind of you. You know, we study the Word of God, and we don't want to give you our opinions and things of that. Just you know, take the Word of God literally and just walk with it. What else you got?
This one I really like. This one's from Vern. It says, watching from Illinois. I'm 71 years old, same age as me.
Yes.
I'm 71, right?
Yeah.
You keep up with it better
than
me.
Yeah, you'll be 72 in August.
You're always age conscious.
She don't look at that.
I try not to think about it.
Pretty good looking old girl, isn't she?
Old girl?
I mean, young girl.
Maybe you should be quiet.
It's a joke.
You should be quiet. Vern
Go
says,
ahead. What does Vern say?
Vern says, watching from Illinois, I'm 71 years old and not going out much these days. So different than me. We go out all the time.
Constantly, yeah.
Okay, this one says, and he goes on to say, or she, I'm not sure, Vern could be a man or a lady.
It's got to be a man.
It's a man.
Yeah,
sure.
I guess.
I want to thank you, Brother Jesse.
Be a tough woman if she's named Vern.
Some women are tough.
That's right, Fred. It's true.
Watching it, says, I want to thank you, Brother Jesse and Sister Kathy. I'm currently signed up as a recurring partner and giving every month.
My
new testimony is that I have decided that every time I get the urge to participate in the lottery and buy a $2 quick pick ticket for a chance to win, I'm going to take that $2 and donate it to JDM in the kingdom. And then it says, I also get notifications and watch your video playlist instead of what's going on in the world today.
Oh, that blesses
Keep
me.
Doing what you're doing. God bless you both.
Thank you, Bernie. That just made my day. We just normal people, you know, and when God told us
that. I don't think so.
You don't think we're normal?
Oh, no.
Well, how are we abnormal?
Well, in a good way.
In a good way?
Who wants to be normal?
How am I
abnormal?
I want
to be average.
How am I abnormal in a good way?
Supernatural.
There you go. That's better. Supernatural. Praise God.
Yeah, when you know Jesus, you move out of the land of normal and you get into the land of the supernatural.
And that's a blessing of God. And we know Jesus.
Amen.
And that's a blessing. You got one more?
I got two more. David says, my favorite Cajun pastor. I think he's referring to you.
No, that's you. You're the pastor there.
No, but they call you pastor.
You're the Cajun.
Cajun?
Are you more Cajun than I am? I think you
are. Yes.
Because you're down the bayou. I had to have the web surgically removed from my toes when I married because that girl could.
Yeah, right before he bought me my first pair of shoes.
That's right, too. That was not my first
joke.
Pair of shoes.
That's a joke.
And I've been buying them ever since.
That's right. For that comment, you deserve it.
Yeah, I'm a guy. You're going to make an order today online?
I've already done that.
Oh, Jesus.
No.
Okay.
Sheila, this is the last one for today. It says, Brother Jesse and Sister Kathy, thank you for this message. I've learned so much since I've been watching boardroom chats. I love how you explain things. It sure helps me to see the truth the way I'm supposed to see it. Thanks. I've learned so much about tithing and obedience. God put it on my heart for a while, and I'm thankful. I became a partner about 3 months ago.
Amen.
I feel so good about it. Keep bringing the boardroom chats. I love you both. God bless you.
I like what she said. What's her name?
Sheila.
Sheila. I feel so good about it. You know, we just believe God's word. And when you become a part into this ministry, since we've been debt-free since 1982, 100% of what you give goes into world evangelism. Now, you think about that. There's not too many ministries can say that. I'm not bragging about that. We just made up our mind that not only would we do good ministry, but we would do good business. You see what I'm saying? And by doing good business, you don't waste partners' money and do silly things. And I just appreciate all that our partners do. We ask the Lord for every dollar given to our ministry to give us a soul into the kingdom. And I pray that you, if you're not a partner, pray about coming one. Because to us, it's not about money. It's about reaching people, changing lives, one soul at a time. And we work in 24/7 all the time to do that, to accomplish our destiny and reach our destination. If you'd like to be a partner, we would love to invite you into our extended Holy Ghost gang family here. It's just such a blessing. You can go to jdm.org. That's our website. And you can hit a donate button somewhere and you can give that way. You can use PayPal if you want to. Or you can text to give a one-time, a contribution or a recurring one if you want. Now, Kathy likes the JDM app because that way you can just kind of go anywhere you want, select the giving
app,
you want.
You know, a lot of people, if you haven't experienced the JDM app, you really need to look at it because it contains probably about 400 of our messages you can watch without interruption. And some of them are organized by topics. It also has our travel schedule. It has our magazine that you can read. It has...
And they give through the JDM app?
They can give right where on there. They could also listen to the Bible. You could read the Bible or have it read to you, I think. And then also, when you come to a scripture that maybe we have a sermon has that text in it, they'll even show a little pop where you can watch that, listen to that sermon.
Well, we designed this ministry, number one, with God first and you second. That's what it's all about. So if you'd like to be a partner, use one of those JDM apps, or you can mail in an old-fashioned check donation. That's kind of like what we do, or what I do, you know. And God is so good.
You
and
actually tell me right the check.
But I make it good. Hallelujah.
I like it.
I say yes.
And we're a team.
Yes, and we're a team. So thank you for giving today. And because there's so many things. I've asked the Lord, I'll just tell you how strong we are about this and on social media and different things. If you give me $1,000 today, let's just say that. Or not to me personally, I'm talking about to the ministry. I can get 1,000 people saved in a week. I know how to do it. We are doing it running 24/7 to complete that and do that. And it's just such a blessing of how many people contact us through our social media platforms, through our broadcast television, and the different things that are happening all over the world. So thank you today. 100%, let me say that, goes into world evangelism. And we got so many big projects. I got to build her an event center. That's about $8 million. Got to do another hangar. That's about another $8, $9 million. There's always something going on, plus different things to keep this place up running. It takes chunks of money, not little pieces, big chunks, you know. And every time they send me these bills, I think about that old candy commercial, open wide for Chunky. Remember that Chunky candy?
Where did that come from?
I don't know. Chunks, you know, chunks.
Okay.
Y'all remember the Chunky? Yeah. You did. One person.
Yeah,
you got to be pretty old to remember that. Hallelujah. You don't remember that, Kathy? You ought to remember.
I remember it well. I just didn't realize. I didn't think it really connected, but you did.
I did. Yeah. Praise the Lord. What a blessing.
You know, I want to say one thing. I thought about a great... you've been talking for a while.
I'm going to zip up.
No, but I was going through some past testimonies, you know, and so... I love the new ones that we get, but I don't want to forget about some of the ones we've gotten in the past and went through. I happened to come across one last night when I was studying on something, and this one was from a pastor in India. And because we had one from India, it reminded me of it. It says, I'm a pastor serving his flocks in Delhi, India. I thank the Lord Jesus Christ for giving me an opportunity to pin down a few lines in appreciation of your preaching, which I listened to on television. So that's one of the outreaches, broadcast television.
Yeah.
And it says, it's really impressive, great, and full of wisdom. I always call my congregation together to watch your program on TV, and I interpret the message to them in their own language.
God.
Thus, you are preaching in India, especially to my congregation. I look forward to your program and consider it as God's blessing to me. Isn't that wonderful?
That made my day. That is more than a blessing. You know, it's just preaching this glorious gospel. You know, a person asked me the other day, why ministers ask for money on television? Well, you know, we're not funded by commercials. Mm-hmm. You know, like a lot of other people. That's why, you know, every, 5 to 6 minutes, you go to commercial on a broadcast television. And that's how they make their monies and charge people. We just simply believe by faith. And I just wish it was all free. It takes millions of dollars a month to run this ministry. But that's okay, you know, people got to make a living. You know, there are people that charge us for the utilities, for the light. I mean, we're burning a lot of electricity right now, all this television cameras and things, but that's okay. I don't have a problem with that. I just keep preaching this glorious gospel. And I've said it on broadcast television. I got to say it again. We've been preaching 48 years, and we've never had a financial deficit. Now, that's amazing. For most ministers, they can't say that, not bragging about us. But what we do good business and we do good ministry. And we believe in that. So I ask you, I mean that. The anointing of increase is on me and Kathy. And I'm telling you, we believe that when people partner with us, they get blessed 30, 60, and 100-fold if they'll believe it. Mm-hmm. And don't get in a hurry on it. Don't ever mix faith and time. Time will become your enemy. Just let faith do its job, and it'll always show up in the now. And it will happen. And I mean that sincerely. So thank you, partners, for doing what you do. And thank you that wanting to become a partner to this ministry. And God will bless you.
Today,
I want to talk about something that I got last night. I was flying home from a great, I went preaching a place called the Shenandoah Valley.
That was Tuesday night.
I mean, you talk about a blessing of God. I mean, that place is so beautiful. You know that song, "Oh Shenandoah, how long do I see you? I'll hear you," something like that. But it is just so beautiful. But what made it very special and very beautiful is the people. And it was my 12th year there. I have been preaching. One of my wonderful and precious sons, my Lord, I mean, it's just glorious. And I had such a wonderful time. I was coming home last night, and God quickened me about the mind. I was just sitting on the plane by myself, just coming home, and it was about a two-hour flight, I think it was, and doing 600 miles an hour, you know, flying, coming home. And I thought about the mind, and I want to talk about that today, and because there's so many people with mind issues. They really do. They have a lot of mind issues. But God talks a lot about the mind. The mind is the mind, the will, and the emotion. That's the soul of man. That's why people get emotional so easy. Yet in Romans chapter 12, and I want to read some out of the King James, and you know the scripture, but I want to get into it. In Romans chapter 12, verse 1, Kathy says, "I beseech you, therefore, brethren, by the mercies of God, that you present your bodies a living sacrifice, holy and acceptable unto God, which is your reasonable service." In other words, it's reasonable to be holy. You shouldn't have a hard time being holy. Mm-hmm. It's reasonable. Bless God. It's not hard not to sin, like so many people say that. People say you got to sin every day. That's not true. No, we've all sinned and come short of the glory of God, but we're not sinners. And watch this. And when it comes to healing, most people present their bodies beat to pieces when God said present it living.
Yeah.
Because, you know, we've never been taught those things. You know, we've been taught, well, just take whatever comes, you know, and it gets in our mind, and our mind dictates our body, and it says, well, you know, you're getting kind of old, so you get ready for sickness and disease. No, I disagree with that. I mean, you can, if you're going to die, why do you have to die sick? Why can't you say what Jesus said? And you can say that because Ephesians 5, verse 1 says, "Be ye therefore imitators of God. Father, into your hands I commit my spirit." But see, we hadn't been taught that because the problem is our spirit understands it perfectly, but our mind is what struggles with that. And the body don't know what to do. It'll get sick or it'll get healthy. Just tell me what to do. See what I'm saying? And that's what I want to talk about. And let me read that again. "I beseech you, therefore, brethren, by the mercies of God, that you present your body a living sacrifice, holy and acceptable unto God, which is your reasonable service." Now watch this, verse 2. "And be not conformed to this world." I don't care what the world said. I will not conform to it. "But be ye transformed by the renewing of your mind," or the mind, the will, and the emotion, "that you may prove," oh, this is good, "what is it? What is that good, acceptable, and perfect will of God?" See, you can know what is the perfect will, the good will of God, but you're going to know it through your mind. People say, you never know what God's going to do. Well, that verse contradicts you. It says, "Be not conformed to this world." See, that's why they can persecute me. They can speak bad about me. I don't care what they say or what they do. I will not conform to them because I've been transformed. Ooh, I like that. I'm preaching right now. See, when you transformed in your mind, your body will tell you what, your body will say, hey, what do you want me to do? Well, I want you to feel good today. I know that sounds crazy, but you're going to feel good. And let me show you how powerful your mind. If somebody walks up to you and goes, "Is something wrong? Is something wrong with you?" And you go, "No, well, you don't look too good." Before you know it, you're going, "Oh, hey, hey, hey." See, Your mind accepts that. It sends a signal to your body. Your body begins to go, well, I thought I was feeling good. I guess I'm not. Mm-hmm. No, be not conformed to this world, but be you transformed by the renewing of your mind, that you may prove, that you may know that good, acceptable, and perfect will of God. See, when you know what the will of God is for your life, you don't struggle in life. Now, I believe in the 30, 60, and 100-fold and the 1,000-time return. Now, I don't care how much they criticize me over that plane I fly, or my house I wear, or the beautiful wife I married. I don't care what they say. I have been transformed. I'm born again. And God said, His will be done here as it is there. So I'm just being biblical. See, that's what I want to talk about, the mind. You got something good. Cut me off if you want
to
say something.
I tried to cut you off a minute ago. Oh, and I was preaching that. I forgot what I was going to say.
Oh, you forgot? Well, let me keep talking now. No.
No, but you were
see, I figured
about,
you'd remember
I'll
something.
Get back to it.
Okay, go ahead.
No, but if you finished.
Oh, I ain't finished. We'll go.
Pause.
Come on.
I want to read it in the
it's
Amplified,
it's not a monologue. It's a
dialogue.
Okay, go ahead. Read it.
But, you know, you were talking about how people, we present our bodies to Christ.
Right.
You know, some people are more focused on their body. All they're thinking about is their body. Either they're a bodybuilder or they're always focused on their health. But God wants us to present our whole self to
Him.
Yeah,
and there's nothing wrong with keeping your body healthy and all that kind of stuff. But
you should
live out of your spirit.
You should do that. But like you said, present it alive to God. Mm-hmm. Live for God. He's not looking for you to die for it. He's looking for you to live for Him. But the Amplified is so beautiful in this passage of Scripture. It says in verse 1 of Romans 12, I appeal to you therefore, brethren, and beg of you, in view of all the mercies of God, to make a decisive dedication of your bodies.
Ooh, I like
presenting
that.
All of your members and faculties. That means your mind, which is your physical brain, but your thought processes.
Right.
Also, how you live your life, what you do with this body. It says, as a living sacrifice, holy, devoted, consecrated, and well-pleasing to God, which is your reasonable. And I like this word,
I like
reasonable.
That, devoted and consecrated.
Devoted
Ooh,
and consecrated.
That's strong.
That's dedicated to Him. Belongs to Him.
Yeah.
He created it. We give it back
right.
to Him for His glory. But anyway, it goes on to say, and well-pleasing to God, which is your reasonable.
Mm-hmm.
And then and after reasonable, it has a bracket that says, or parentheses, rational, intelligent. Rational, intelligent service and spiritual worship. So the way you live for God
is worship.
I want you to
read verse 2. Also in that.
I plan to.
Okay.
Verse 2.
I figured you would. She's starting to preach now.
Verse 2 is really even better. It
okay.
goes on to say, and do not be conformed to this world, this age, fashioned after and adapted to its external and superficial customs.
Oh, can I stop you right there?
Yeah.
That means this, that this age don't have morality. We're going to have morality in our lives. We're going to serve God. We're going to believe God. We're going to do what God says. And you know what? I don't care how bad the world is around us.
Right.
God is not only around us, but He's in us, Christ in you, the hope of glory. Read that
That's
second part.
That's what verse 1 talked about, a holy,
right. That's right.
holy
That's
sacrifice,
right. I read
holy,
that
devoted,
read
consecrated.
That. Keep going. I cut you off there, but go ahead.
It's okay. Fashioned
verse 2.
After, verse 2, do not be conformed to this world, this age, fashioned after and adapted to its external superficial customs, but be transformed. Changed by the entire renewal of your mind,
Woo.
By its new ideals and its new attitude, so that you may prove for yourselves
Glory to God.
What is the good and acceptable and perfect will of God, even the thing which is good and acceptable and perfect in His sight for you.
And the only way you're going to do that is you've become a transformer.
Wow.
Not a conformer. I will not conform to the world. I don't care if it's politically this way, politically that way. I have transformed my mind to this Bible. You know, everybody speaks against it today and spit on it. But you know, all those people did that years ago, they all dead. And this Bible is still here. Let me tell you something. Jesus is coming. And people say, I don't believe that. It doesn't really make any difference whether you believe it or not. It's still coming to pass. See, your problem is you have conformed to intellectual activity, range and research and induction and reason. And I believe in intellect. Don't misunderstand. I love being educated, but not to the point of becoming stupid. You see what I'm saying? To understand that the real you is not this outer exterior, but your spirit man housed in a soul and clothed in a body. That's what He meant by being transformed. So when the devil comes at us, and he does, if I listen to him, but why would I want to listen to a devil? I just cut him off. So then what he tries to do, then he tries to inject things into my mind. See, he's going to your mind. He ain't going to your spirit. Your spirit will wipe him out, and he knows that. So he's going to your mind. Well, let me answer that. What happens when the devil begins to inject things in your mind? Go with me to Philippians chapter 4. Kathy, switch over there. Galatians, Ephesians, Philippians chapter 4. Let me show you what you do here so you can understand this. But I want to start with verse 6. Be careful for nothing, but in everything by prayer and supplication with thanksgiving. I love that. Let your request be made known unto God. Why would he say thanksgiving? Because he's going to answer what you said. Now look at the next verse. And the peace of God, which passeth all understanding, shall keep your hearts and minds through Christ Jesus. Your heart, your spirit, man, minds through Christ Jesus, truth's been transformed. And I love verse 8. Finally, brethren, whatsoever things are true, whatsoever things are honest, whatsoever things are just, whatsoever things are pure, whatsoever things are lovely, whatsoever things are of good report, if there be any virtue, and if there be any praise, think on these things. So, when the devil tries to inject something in my mind, because my mind is transformed, I say, I will not think on that. I think on lovely, just, good report, pure, virtuous things.
Yeah.
You see what I'm saying?
So it's a decision.
Can't handle that.
It's a decision you make. It's a choice you make about what you're going to think on, what you're going to meditate on.
Right. Well, see, God never pushes himself, Kathy, on people. He don't do that. He gave us a free will. You have a right to reject him. You have a right to receive him. You know, I'm not going to lie. Sometimes I wish God would just break man's free will. But he will not do that. You know, you don't know if somebody really loves you, and I've said this before, till they have the ability to walk away from you. Then you find out they really love you or not. You see what I'm trying to say? So when he tries to inject things in my mind, he hits a wall. Why? Because I have a covenant, a covenant of peace with God right there.
Yeah.
And I'm living through my spirit, through a transformed, not conformed mind. People are asking me politically about things all the time. I can give you my opinion, but it doesn't make any difference what they say.
Yeah.
I don't deny what they say. I deny it's right. See, and when you understand that, because my mind has been transformed through my spirit and my body just doing what it's supposed to do. How many times I've got up in the morning and I say, you are going to feel great today. You'll have massive amounts of energy. I'm saying that through my spirit. Sometimes I say it in the Holy Ghost. Mm-hmm. My God, my mind goes, oh, yeah, we're ready. We're ready to go. And my body said, let's go. These boots are made for walking. You know, I mean, these feet start taking off. And I mean, it's just such a blessing. That's what I mean.
You know, what I was just thinking about is that so often we let what we hear on the news or what experience someone else has had
I'm getting a little thirsty. I've been preaching a little bit here. Wait.
Can you do two things at once?
Oh, yes,
listen
I can.
To me. You don't have to, I can see you. Okay,
yes, that's all right. Go ahead. Excuse me.
You're a perfect illustration of what
I'm
just going to say.
Club soda.
Okay.
All right.
I was just saying, don't let the distractions of the world.
That's right. Don't let the distractions distract you.
What other people
mama.
Are doing and saying hijack your mind, hijack you, and pull you into the wrong direction. So this was an illustration.
Okay.
But anyway, it's so important to realize.
Have I hijacked your mind?
Well, the power of God. I wanted to read that next verse in verse 9, but what you were talking about, how it does matter what you decide to think on.
Yes.
And you don't have to let other things hijack your thought process.
Go ahead. Read it, baby.
Can you just, anybody got any duct tape?
I'm feeling good. I feel good.
That's good. I like your high energy. It's really great. But, you know, what I was just thinking about is because of the testimonies we read, how people are blessed. The reason we do these broadcasts is to help you, to show you things we've learned over all these years of serving the Lord, studying the Word of God, putting it into practice to see that it does work. You can decide what you put your mind on, what you place your thoughts on. In fact, that's what Paul was writing to the church at Philippi. Verse 9, it continues on what you just said about talking about whatsoever things are honest, pure. These are the things you think on. But in verse 9, he says, those things which you have both learned and received and heard and seen in me, do. And the God of peace shall be with you. So it's not just enough to hear it, to read it or watch, but you have to do it. You have to apply what you've learned and take it a step at a time. It may seem strange to take that step and to realize that you can decide what you're going to think on, and it's going to change your process. It's going to change your outlook on life. What you think on is not just things that ordinary words. It's supernatural words that God spoke, and it was recorded in the Bible Things like that Paul said, I can do all things through Christ, which strengthens me. Instead of yielding or letting your thought process about how you don't have enough strength hijack you, instead you can speak what the Word of God says, and that's doing it. But when you do it, you believe it in your heart and you begin to see it come to pass.
Well, that scripture said, it's things you've learned. See, a lot of people learn things, but they hadn't received things.
Yeah, he says, learn it and receive it and heard.
Yeah.
The faith comes by hearing and hearing by the Word of God. So when you hear the Word of God, it produces something inside of you. And when you know that, you yield to it and it makes you act a different way. It makes you think a different way.
Right. And you know, there's a scripture in the Bible that said, he's giving you the tongue of the learned. Now, I know there's a lot of ministers, they're very learned, but they haven't received some things, you know. They prefer to, criticize instead of magnify God, see.
You know, I was just thinking about years ago, we went to, I think it was somewhere in Alabama, maybe it was Mississippi, mm-hmm. we went to a church where you preached the gospels at Assembly of God Church, really precious man there. He had so many certificates,
that's in Alabama. That's in Mobile.
Doctorates, all his certificates on the wall. And you just looked at it and you were just waiting to go in.
I was impressed.
We were both very impressed.
Can I mention his name?
I think so.
Dr. Gray.
Dr. Gray.
One of the smartest men I've ever met in my life.
Mobile, Alabama?
Is it Theodore?
Alabama.
Mobile, very close.
This was early.
That's over 25 years ago, man. I walked in. I never seen so many degrees. You could wallpaper your house with this man. This man was brilliant.
And this was after the service.
The Holy Ghost moved in that church. Uh-huh. It was such a blessing. I mean, God just moved. I'm walking down the aisles. God knocking out people getting saved, people getting healed. I mean, it was powerful. Gifts of the Spirit in operation. Watch it. He comes back. And I am just super impressed at all these wonderful doctors.
Well, you know how much hard work it
you got to be smart to get
to
through that.
To achieve that, and we respected that.
And I said, when I came walking, he said, oh, Brother Jesse, did we have a servant? I said, you know, Dr. Gray, I am so impressed at all these degrees you have. And you know what he said to me? He said, Jesse, this is nothing. If I could just do what you did in that service.
Well, the way he said it, I think, I remember, he says, I'd throw all of this away.
I'd throw it all away. Well, don't that sound like Paul?
It does sound like Paul.
That I might know Christ. I mean, he said, I just want to do what you did. And I looked at Dr.
Because this man was a theologian.
Yeah. I said, well, do it.
Yeah.
He went, just do it. Why? Because Christ's in you. See, never panic when God tells you to do something. Hmm. You see what I'm saying? I mean, you can trust the God that you serve.
He had the desire for it.
Yes, indeed. A wonderful man of God. But I was just impressed at his intellect. You know, I could sit for hours and just listen to him talk. Yeah. It was a blessing. But how did he receive all those degrees? Well, he disciplined himself to learn and to receive what he was taught. Mm-hmm. Oh, you understand what I'm saying? And I'll never forget it as long as I ever live.
But it's important.
I had such a wonderful time.
It's important that you stay on the things that you've learned in the Word of God.
Stay in your lane.
Some people, not just stay in your lane, but there's biblical truth, there's promises in the Word of God, and some people, they drift off of it. Like the Methodist Church, they started out good.
Well, did they
had a great move of God, but they moved away from it. Now they even allow homosexual marriages or ministers
And let me explain it here, because now Kathy's bringing up something real. Yeah, we are not against homosexuals. I am not against anybody. I'm against the devil. I'm not calling them devils. Don't misunderstand me here. Don't put words in my mouth. But we know that homosexuality is sin. Not the person, it's what they're doing. People say, well, I was born that way. Well, no, you wasn't. You may not know when you became a homosexual. I agree with that. Or even how. But you weren't born that way because you were created in God's image to create. Mm-hmm. Do you understand what I'm saying? Just adopt.
Right. And we love you enough to tell you the truth.
Yeah.
And so many people just want to compromise.
Now, I'm
going to
make somebody mad. I'm going to cut you off here. I'll take a homosexual to lunch. You think I care what people say about me? I mean, you know, and I'll just let my light so shine. I mean, I am not against people. I'm against the devil and his sin. See, I don't like it when people criticize ministries because they may believe something you don't believe. Now, I'm not talking going completely off the wall here. I'm not talking about silliness, but I'm talking about the scripture here. You know, like so many people are against prosperity and healing. My God, when people need prosperity and healing. See, but I want, we are people that will tell you the truth. And what Kathy is saying is true. You know what I'm saying? But I'm not judging you. I didn't say that. She didn't say that. She repeated it, what God wrote. He said, well, I don't believe this. That doesn't make any difference. It's going to come to pass. You see, it's kind of like going to a judge and say, well, I'm not going to do what you say. He said, well, I'll hold you in contempt of court, and I'm going to throw you in jail. Well, I ain't going. Yeah, you are. Because all of a sudden, they got cops, and they're going to arrest you, put shackles on you, and there you go. Whether you believe it or not, you see. And so when you understand God's word here, you see, and that's a mind thing, see? That's literally a mind thing. Let's talk about heterosexuals for a minute. I want to talk about that since you brought that up.
I brought it up?
Yeah, you did. You said the
homosexual. I'm talking about staying true to the word of God and not getting off just because society says it's okay.
Yeah, watch heterosexual. Committing adultery, living in fornication. People now live with each other, don't even think twice about holy marriage. Could care less. Use each other, and then when they finish, leave. Just as bad. Heterosexual sin, just as bad as homosexual sin. I'm making somebody mad, but it's the truth. You see what I'm saying? When God said you should be holy. Now, not walking around like a religious monk. Oh, no, no, I'm not talking about that. I'm talking about taking this Bible at faith and literally and living it. And let me tell you something. When people did that, God honored people. Then you go to the other situation. Why did God let that happen? Well, God didn't let that. Do y'all understand? I'm going to say something. I'm going to knock your socks off. God is not in control here. Mm. Do you hear what I just said? He's not in control here. You are. I am. You want to go where God's control is in total control? Go to heaven. No pornography, no killing, no murder, no jealousy, no envy, no strife. All that is here. Man's in control, but we're about ready, the lease is about ready to run out, ladies and gentlemen. And then he's going to take over, son. People say, I don't believe that. It don't make no difference. Listen to me. I'm trying to help you. I don't want you to be one of those people to stand in front of a mountain and say, fall on me. I'm going to call for the rocks to cry. Fall. Listen, this is coming. You know, people never thought because of a free America, you know, that we have freedom of speech, and what an honor that we do. But people are not coming to America anymore for the American dream. Boy, everybody want to get the American dream because you worked hard, you know, you could accomplish, you could be blessed. They're coming to America for welfare to see what they can get.
Some of them are coming to take over in other ways.
Others are coming to take over.
They have all bad motives.
You see what I'm saying? I mean, when you understand, and I'm not trying to be political and things of that nature.
It's okay with being political.
It's okay, but I made up my mind. My mind. Because it's transformed, that when Satan tries to inject that thought, no, I bring that thought into captivity through the obedience of Christ. That's another scripture in here. Do you see what I'm saying? So my mind is protected. Mm-hmm. My spirit is protected, and my body's protected. You don't think we're talking about some good stuff today? Not all came last night as I was flying home. You see what I'm saying? And you know, and I understand. And you know what? Don't get mad at Kathy because she tell you the truth. There's a scripture that says, because I told you the truth, I made you my enemy. I don't know of anybody you hate. I don't think you hate anything.
I hate the devil.
Oh, I know you hate the devil. That's just common sense there.
Yeah.
But I'm just saying, no, you know, I'm telling you, I'm a people person. I enjoy people.
I just don't want to ever want to live a life of compromise. And that
Amen.
Was I look at the Word of God, and I call it the uncompromised Word of God. If God said it, I believe it. That
Amen.
Settles it.
That's good
and
enough.
So a lot of people, they'll believe one way for a while, and then they get pulled off in the wrong direction because they're not staying in the Word of God. And we can't be influenced by what society says is okay and what just because you don't want to have opposition or have anybody censor you. I'd love to read our text that we had in Romans chapter 12, verse 1 and 2 in the Passion Translation, because it takes it to...
All right, go ahead.
It's a beautiful way that it presents it as
do
well.
It.
It says, beloved friends, what should be our proper response to God's marvelous mercies? That's the beginning. That really is. It's a question. How should
we
act because of all that God did? What are we responsible for? He goes on to say, I encourage you to surrender yourselves to God as His sacred living sacrifices and live in holiness, experiencing all that delights His heart. For this becomes your genuine expression of worship. Then verse 2 says, stop imitating the ideals and opinions of the culture around you. but be inwardly transformed by the Holy Spirit through a total reformation of how you think. And this last sentence in the verse 2 is so powerful. It says, this will empower you to discern God's will as you live a beautiful life, satisfying and perfect in His eyes. Don't you love that translation?
I love that. That's what I mean by
it's
being
so good.
That's a transformer way of thinking.
Yes. And in fact, the heading on it is says the transforming power of the gospel.
Yeah.
That's the good news. It's good news. It's not a hard life, it's a good life.
I just got a revelation. Okay. Transformers hold power. You know, like electrical, those transformers.
Oh, yeah.
Ooh, that's holding great power there. And it, watch it, and thank God it does, because it feeds the houses, electricity, and the different things that you need to live good.
Yeah.
You know, and walk in that anointing that you call to walk in. We do this on a daily basis, not just a Sunday basis.
That's right.
Are you enjoying it? You know, Kathy, we're about ready to finish here. We got to do part two of this.
Okay.
I want to pick up next week on this also, because see, the problem with the world today is being totally controlled by Satan through their mind.
Right.
See, not through their spirit. I mean, my God. I mean, more when
they're
that
being
spirit.
Deceived.
They're totally deceived. You see it on the college campuses everywhere.
They're deceived with the wrong doctrine. They're twisted and being used by the devil to bring chaos. God didn't call us to bring chaos.
Let me tell you, some of you people on these college campuses, and I'll say this and we'll close with this. You know, you believe in free speech? Yeah. And I understand free speech. I really do. It came out of Berkeley in California. I understand all that. But let me tell you, if the government defunds those colleges, they pull back on that money, all you that are out there, they're going to throw you away. Do you understand? They are going to pitch you out the door. Because when you touch their money, they don't care who they turn loose. You know it and I know it, because the world runs on money. And that's a fact, ladies and gentlemen. I mean, you know, you might really believe in your, I don't know, what you're doing. But if that college said, if the government said, we're not doing this no more. We're not sending you a dime. I'm telling you, you won't be on, you won't last 6 hours on that campus. They are going to dismiss you, suspend you, you gone. Because they can't function without it. Now, I'm just telling you a truth here. You see what I'm saying? I'll say this and then we'll close and we'll pick this up next week. When the COVID hit, I had ministries call me and say, well, we're just going to have to shut it down. Me and Kathy said, we ain't shutting nothing down. No. What do you mean you ain't shutting nothing down? We're not shutting nothing down. I wasn't denying the COVID. I wasn't denying what our government was saying. No. Now, a lot of people lost jobs, ministries, as well as secular thing. Not one person lost a job at this ministry. I said, we'll just sit on the rockers and rock till it gets better. Why? Now, how could I do that? Because I had been transformed.
Well, we did more than rock. We intensified our efforts. This is this is when the chat started.
Right.
We pushed out and went farther. It's when they tried to shut you down or shut us up.
Sure.
We spoke up louder.
Yeah, we did. Spoke up, and it don't make no difference. You see, I'm not just being critical here or trying to be arrogant. I'm saying this because we would transform. All our employees' jobs were protected. They never missed a paycheck. I had some people call. Some of my own employees said, "Well, man, they called and said, did y'all get y'all check?" Oh, yeah, we don't make no difference about that. Yeah, that's what I'm saying. That's not conformity. That's being transformed. In other words, we were the transformers and we had the power.
Yeah.
And we was able to keep the flow going, spiritual, physical, financial, through our partnership. You know, our partnership never went down. Even when people lost their jobs, none. Yeah. Zero. You know, because they know our partners, they understand this anointing of increase that's on my life. And they know when they sow into this, that, and they don't get in a hurry. The ones that don't get in a hurry, God just keeps supplying. Not bragging on that. And it's all done because of this Bible. My God, I'm out of time. I want to start next week on that. We're going to deal with that. Don't let the devil inject things in your mind. And if he tries, I just barely touched that in Philippians, but I want to touch that again and go with it. You agree with that?
I totally agree. I was just thinking of one
thing. And I want you to read some of that
close.
Passion Translation again, because that was so powerful.
It is powerful.
And thank God for
God is calling us as the church, as believers, to be the voice of reason when crazy stuff happens in the world.
Right.
And we can go to the Word of God and realize that God can give us the answers that we need. And we could be bring glory to His name.
And that's the whole key. Now, if you disagree with us, that's okay. We're not mad at you. We can agree to disagree, but I'm going to follow this Bible. I'm not conforming to nothing. I'm transforming. Ooh, Lord, I mean, I'll say this and I'll close. I got a General George Patton way of thinking. There's only two, he said this. That's why he was successful.
That was when they had the Normandy invasion.
Oh, God.
In World War II.
All this kind of stuff. He said, there's only two people going to stay on this beach. The ones that are dead and the ones that are going to die. Now get your butt up and take that mountain. And here we go.
And you have to have somebody in your life that'll say, come on, get up. We can get this thing done.
And, you know,
don't just lay down and let the devil run over you. God gives you words of strength to help you to be an overcomer.
And let me just say that. Did he have flaws? Well, sure he had flaws. Everybody has flaws. But we won the war. We're not just winning battles. We got to win the war. Because when you win the war stops. Until next week, Jesse and Kathy saying we love you. Don't miss part two of how to be a transformer instead of a conformer. See you next
week. Good title.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.